You're listening to The Point. Joan Burstyn is a professor emerita of education and history at Syracuse University and also an award-winning poet with several collections of verse. Her poem, Lament of Two Mothers, gives voice to an Israeli and a Palestinian mother who have both lost sons in the ongoing conflict. Recently, the poem was adapted into an operetta composed by Judith Cohen Stanton. Before we hear the poem and the operetta, we revisit a 2014 interview with Joan Burstyn when she shares when and why she wrote the poem.
I was in Jerusalem. My daughter was living in Jerusalem during the Second Intifada, and we are a Jewish family, and she is a rabbi. And we were over in Jerusalem at the time when, in fact, bombs were going off in restaurants, and we would occasionally go out to a restaurant where we would have to go in through security and have someone at the door with a gun waiting to make sure that nobody walked in who was not meant to. And perhaps sometimes we would be maybe almost the only people there in the restaurant because people were so fearful of going to the restaurants. And it was while we were there, or just after we had been there, that a bomb went off in a school, in a bus, not a school bus, a regular bus. And the people in the bus were killed, and among those who were killed was the suicide bomber. And the suicide bomber turned out to be somebody, one learned later, who had a family himself. And there was a young teenager who was one among those who was killed. And I was so horrified by what was going on there at the time, and realized that the tensions that there were there were affecting both groups of people who were being involved with the killings. And so I decided I would try to write a poem which spoke to me as a mother. And I just couldn't get over the implications of what it would be for a mother of a teenager to see her, or to know that her son had been blown to pieces, and that there was a mother of a young man who was a father who'd left his wife and two children behind, and what that could possibly mean. And I can't speak before anybody who's Palestinian, really, other than to say I tried to get inside the head of that person. For the Jewish mother, of course, I don't know what she as an individual felt, but I know as a Jewish mother myself what it meant to me. And so I thought that I would try to explain that in the poem.
And so you have two mothers, and you're reading a part, and then the other part is being read by Dorothy Stracker.
Correct. She's reading the Jewish mother, and I'm putting myself into the role of the Palestinian mother. Lament of Two Mothers. The speakers are an Israeli Jew and a Palestinian Muslim.
I weep for my son. His many talents lost forever.
I know that my Muhammad found fulfillment in the way he chose to die.
The way he chose to die? The carnage that he caused? Blood spattered through the bus? My son, my Lior, on his way to school? Legs, arms, brains blown out? And you dare tell me that your son found fulfillment in the way he chose to die?
Yes, I dare to tell you that. My son did find fulfillment in the way he chose to die. I know within my heart he died in Allah's service. While I grieve, I hold his life was not in vain. He died victorious.
And yet you weep?
And yet I weep.
And yet I weep.
His many talents lost forever.
My dream for Lior was shaped by faith that God would grant to us a peaceful life here, now, in Israel. Your son, Mohammed, had one child, another on the way. Had he no faith in life?
His faith in life he gifted to his children. He forfeited his life that they might live in peace.
But who decreed that one or other of the two should die?
He saw no way but Allah's call to serve.
To serve? To kill himself. To kill my son. And yet you weep.
And yet I weep. He had so many talents. He might have been a builder or studied science, taught his children and others in the schools. He saw no way but death. And so I weep.
And so I weep.
There are many talents lost forever.
We have to find a way, a path out of our weeping, out of our pain.
We have to find the power to save our sons, our daughters.
We have to search for ways that lead to peace and understanding.
We have to find new ways to nourish hope and nurture life.
We have to rise up, cry out, hear us, O governing ones. Give heed to our cry. We both have lost our sons. How many more must die?
Now we hear the musical version of Joan Burston's poem, Lament of Two Mothers.
Your son, who fell in the way, he chose to die.
That was the musical adaptation of Joan Burston's poem Lament of Two Mothers. For more information about the operetta and information about Joan Burston's poetry, visit our website, capeandislands.org.